You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we've got Maya Cole in studio. Kia ora, Maya, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good. How are you?
Good, it's lovely to have you up here. And we're chatting to you about Whispers, which is your solo show that's happening down at Basement Theatre.
Yes, it is.
It's exciting.
I'm very, very excited about it. I was a little bit nervous, but I feel really good about it now.
I think it's going to be great. So maybe, Do you want to tell us a little bit about like who you are, what's your practice, and how you kind of came up with this solo project?
Yeah, so I'm studying at the moment at AUT, creative writing, so that's my main practice. And I do a little bit of freelance work, but my main sort of thing that I like doing is performance art. Like, that's what I want to sort of build on and get better at and just keep working on. So Whispers is a really good start for me with that.
And how does your sort of creative writing kind of come into that? Because it must be quite like...
Oh, it's so helpful. Yeah. I mean, Whispers is like a real long poem with like movement.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working on this project?
So this project sort of began a couple of months ago. I just wrote the first bit of Whispers, which is just one part of the poem. And then I didn't feel like it was finished, so I just kept working on it and turned it into kind of quite a long narrative.
An epic poem.
It actually, oh my goodness, I guess it is, but it doesn't follow a form. It's a modern epic poem.
A modern epic poem. You're not going into battle with sort of knights and swords and things like that, I'm presuming.
I mean, maybe you could read that. You could read into it like that, maybe.
So what is it about? Because Whispers is quite like a evocative title, I guess. It's got a lot of connotations of like sort of secrets, but kind of quietness and sort of stealth. I don't know. I'm just like, this is what pops into my head when I think of Whispers.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it mean to you? And like, what's this sort of talking about, this work?
Well, I guess it's about a few things. One of them would be how you interpret yourself and your culture through your body when you're not really given anything to go off, when like the only things you've been sort of given about your culture throughout your life has been sort of in whispers, or you've gotten it like from the internet or from like a sort of vague source. Yeah, and it's sort of about piecing that together in like a physical form.
So kind of like a physical embodiment of kind of an anti-colonial sort of...
Yeah, totally. It's definitely about that. It's kind of about like maybe exercising some of that and then coming into something which is, which has like its own agency and its own story. And
when it began as a piece of writing, just I imagine like you were like, did you begin like, I'm going to do a short piece of writing? Oh no!
Yes, it was one of those. Because I wrote the first part and I haven't actually changed that. So that just like came out in like maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should do something with this because I really like it.
Mm. It's kind of nice when you have something that it might seem like just a quick idea you had and you jot it down, but then it feels really good to get that out. And you're like, actually, I think I should keep following that idea. That seems to be like a thing that is in the back of my head that I need to talk about.
It's a great feeling.
It is a good feeling. A lot of good music's written like that, I find. You'll get someone that's like, oh yeah, like their massively famous song is like, oh, I wrote it in 10 minutes because I was very angsty that day or whatever. But it's great because we get amazing art out of it, and then lots of ideas spiral out of that sort of thing. I'm really interested, you've been working with James Risby, who's done the sound design on your work. That's a really cool element to be bringing into a solo show. What's a kind of collaborative process with sound and your work kind of look like in this context?
I would just like to say that I feel really lucky to be working with James. He is amazing, and I actually, he just sent me through like the full track last night, and it's phenomenal. Like, it's so beautiful, and I am so happy to have like heard it last night because it's made me feel like I now have to sort of meet it at some kind of level of excellence because it's so beautiful.
It sounds like the best part of collaboration.
Yeah, and James is such a honey, like so great to work with.
Yeah, and so how did that come about? How did you guys sort of...
So I met him through another project which was happening at Windows Gallery. He made the music for Kimmy Rindell and Vanessa Vankrovsky.
We had them up on the show about, well, whenever that show was, maybe 2 months ago now, a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that was like a month and a half ago or something.
It was Wellness Analysis Techniques Limited, TM.
Yes.
Look at that. I've still managed to remember that. And Maya, you were the light therapy support assistant in that as well.
I was. That was fabulous. People came in and I gave them light therapy. James's music was playing in the background. It's really peaceful. I feel like I did a lot of thinking in those afternoons.
It was a lovely project, actually. And also another good example of really genuine and interesting collaborations happening as well.
Totally.
So that's a cool place for that to have come about, spawn some new ideas as well.
So did you, did you approach James and say, I liked what you did here, I have this idea, or were you approached?
No, that's exactly what I did. I sent him a little message on Instagram. And
the mode of communication of the
day.
Yeah,
slid into the DMs, and then we just kind of went from there. And I showed him some of the poem and just gave him sort of like free rein to do whatever. I just wanted something sort of ambient and to set a mood, soundscapey.
Mm. Nice.
So will it be, if someone was to head along next Thursday?
Yeah.
Would they, it would be you on stage performing a sort of dramatic reading?
Yes. So it will be like that. There's a few different voices, so there's different sort of places in the stage where different things will happen. And it does have elements of movement in it. Like, I don't want to call it dance because it's not dance, it's more just sort of moving with like feeling and with the words and with the music.
Do you have a dance background?
A little bit. Like, I used to dance when I was in high school, and I did like ballet and contemporary, and I still try to, I sometimes go to classes like down on Wellesley Street and stuff like that, and I love dance. It's, yeah. And my poem is kind of about that, how you express yourself through your body and how your body holds ideas and holds emotions.
Seems like a natural leap to sort of combine all those elements together. We might jump into a track and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Whispers down at Basement Theatre with Maya. We're going to play some Double Double. This is Gold Series and you are listening to BFM, of course.
Right, like Grande, no chill. Stone cold punch, lots biblical. Colder than when Cain stoned Abel. I see me in gold, leave like my idol. Around my temple, rosemary and cilantro. Rap like Paquetta, slow cooked and mindful. Yeah, food bars are vital for my mental. I'm losing it, I can hear you in the back. The voices in my head, ad-libs on my backing track. Ooh, got content like a booster pack. Nothing but double ups and repacks. Goddamn, I'm feeling cabin feverish. Boils on my neck like a barber's itch. I guess I'm black cause I'm Jesusless. I'm getting pretty envious of Jesus' wrist. I'm chilling in this bad land. Smooth body made of coke cans and broke vans. Heading down the bed for my phone with both hands. Think that I got unlimited broadband. Every second thought to suicide. Midnight is when the slowly grow romanticized. They start to spread and multiply. I don't wanna die. Every second thought to suicide. Midnight is when they slowly grow romanticized. They start to spread and multiply. I don't wanna die yet. I see me in bed, dead, not just my eyes closed. I'm okay, undercover spacko. I'm okay, call back tomorrow. Okay, okay. I see me going on and under. Slow motion for me ever since a juvenile. Get it? I feel like I'm living in denial. At least the title of my tombstone will tell all. I was meant to be Tyrone, but he overdosed. Light skin with a light name and white clothes. It seems to walk in racist jokes. Oversharing, now they're lapping up my overflow. Can you hear me in the back? You wear your privilege like a backpack. Tight straps, acting like it's feedback. Like I need that. Sounding like my foldback's feedback. I've been chilling in these badlands. Smooth body made of coke cans and broke vans. Sponsor me. Adding down my bed for my phone with both hands. And God, I got unlimited broadband. Every second thought to suicide. Midnight is when they slowly grow romanticized.
They start to spread them off the blight. I don't wanna die. Every second thought's a suicide. Midnight is when they slowly grow romanticized. They start to spread them off the blight. I don't wanna die yet.
You're listening to Art Bank on 95 BFM.
Yes, you are. And we've got Maya Cole. Oh, my voice just cracked on there. Cough off mic. We've got Maya Cole in the studio and we're talking about Whispers, which is your solo show on at the Basement Theatre.
Yes.
And yes. We were talking a little bit before about how you're currently doing a creative writing degree at AUT. And I was sort of curious, how does that work? What's the day-to-day of doing a creative writing degree?
So I've really enjoyed my time at AUT doing the degree. There's a few like core creative writing papers where you really do focus on just getting like having ideas and exploring those ideas through different formats, like whether it be writing fiction or writing poetry and stuff like that. But you actually have a lot of free rein. Like I've often gone to my tutors and been like, well, this is the assignment, but can I, instead of writing an essay, can I like make a short film, or like can I do like some kind of movement to respond to this piece of writing that we're looking at? So it's really cool like that you really can explore different ways of like being critical, not just through writing, which I think is really interesting.
Would poetry and performance be sort of the focus of what you're doing, or is it quite, I guess, stratified, splintered?
I try to branch out, but I'm always drawn to poetry just, like, and performance home. And like sort of I love a bit of life writing.
That's what's life writing?
Life writing's so it's kind of like, well, Audre Lorde coined this term, biomythography. So it's sort of when you're writing about maybe an experience you've had, but it's more from a place of emotion rather than a place of fact. So the events are true, but you're experiencing it in an emotional way rather than like just a purely like, I had breakfast, I caught the bus, I went to work, you know? It's more,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Very sad while I was eating breakfast. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you mean.
Sad eggs and chipper bacon.
Yeah. Oh, green eggs and ham.
That sounds like quite a good like band name, to be honest. Sad eggs and chipper bacon. Hey, maybe we should talk details. I think that might be a good thing to do. So it's one night only. So big one night only special. Maya Cole doing Whispers. So 20th of September, 8:30 p.m. at the Basement Theatre. Yep. And do you want to talk a bit about ticketing? Because it's a little bit special.
Yes. So you don't buy tickets, just come. And it's koha. And I know that usually koha means like someone will write on an event page like koha $5 or gold coin. But this is actual koha, you know, like you don't have to bring money, bring food, bring a piece of clothing, bring something that you've made, like your practice, or even like have a conversation with me about the work after the show, have presence, just be there, be another body in the audience. That can be anything's koha. Yeah,
anything is koha.
So what motivated you to choose to operate like this?
Well, I wanted to make it really accessible to everyone, and I also really like the idea of giving and taking with the audience, and then after the show still like being brought back to that time, like through things that people have brought and shared with me and experiences I've gained through the performance. I didn't want people to pay for it because I want everyone to be able to come and, yeah.
You're not trying to rake in that performance art money, those millions.
The big bucks from performance art.
Get that money, but like, I'll secure the bag in another way.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming up to chat to us. It sounds like a really beautiful work. And is there going to be capacity in the... Is there like a limit? People should get there early still? And
I mean, get there early if you want. That could be good. I don't know if there's a capacity. I feel like it's like 60 or 70 people. But I mean,
hustle along down there. Hustle along down there and bring whatever you want as Koha to say thank you for being able to watch Maya's work, basically.
Yeah.
It sounds like really beautiful. I'm excited about it. So thank you for coming up and chatting to us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.